Few voices shaped soul music like D'Angelo's. His sound was raw, real, and revolutionary. D'Angelo, a Richmond, Virginia native, has died at the age of 51 after a long fight against cancer. To reflect on his legacy, we're joined now by a true legend in his own right, DJ Donnie Simpson.
Well, I was greatly saddened. So young at 51 years old. And, like you said, he was just so impactful. And I had no idea that he's from Virginia till you just told me that. So that makes it even more powerful for me. But, he was just a very special talent to me. He helped to usher in a new era of R&B, if you will, a neo-soul thing, along with Erykah Badu and Maxwell and a few others that were involved in that scene. And, I just had tremendous respect for him, and just a very, very cool guy. And I was just very, very sad to hear that we lost him today.
What made his sound so distinctive and timeless?
Well, you know what? I think it was that it was raw. It was soul. It was him. He was a true artist to me. And every way he carried himself, everything that he did to me, just said, artist. And I've been around artists all my life. And he was just one who lived it the way he felt it. And I always have had respect for those who dare to be different. And that was D'Angelo. He was different. He did his thing. As a matter of fact, when I wrote about it on social media, that's how I ended it today. Rest in peace, man. You did your thing.
D'Angelo is best known for blending gospel, funk, hip hop, and soul. How did that fusion influence the evolution of R&B?
What could be better when you leave and for people to say that you had impact like that, that you were transformative in what you did? I would love that. I mean, who wouldn't to know that you had an impact when you left? And so that was him. He's to me one of those people that music was music to him. It's whatever it is. I don't care the genre, whatever you want to call it what you like. It's what I feel. It's the music that I love. Here it is. The fact that he was an R&B, a black sensation, if you will. But that most of white America or the world didn't really know him like that. But not that I ever had this conversation with him. It's the way that I see him, though, that he was okay with that, that that's who I am. I mean, I would love for you to have it, but you got to come get it. I'm not altering it to take it to you. Here it is. Do with it what you like.
You've had the chance to meet him during your career. What do you recall today as you think back to those times you got a chance to talk to him?
I just remember him being very cool, very down to earth, that he was, again, like so many artists that I've met through the years. Maybe that's why they call them artists. They're just different, for me, I've been around different all my life. George Clinton is one of my friends. So different, I'm used to different. Different is the norm for me. And, but D'Angelo was, he's just one who was really comfortable with himself, and he did what he wanted to do, how he wanted to do it. And he did it well and impactfully.
DJ Donnie Simpson, remembering the life of D'Angelo, who died at the age of 51.